producing over 500 hours per week of talk radio. GCN Live is a world leader in talk radio. Archives for the following program can be found at GCNLive.com.
Good morning, Leon Francis. This is the Common Sense Club. I want to thank my buddy, Mark the Freedom Poet, for sitting in yesterday and allowing me to get some things done. As I was driving yesterday, I'm looking up at the moon. Wow, if you didn't see it, if you didn't see the moon yesterday morning in the wee hours, I want to say right around 4 or 5 o'clock, that in that time frame, I had to pull over and take a picture. The entire time, though, especially when I first saw the red hue of the moon yesterday morning, Acts 2:20 kept going through my mind. And if you don't know what Acts 2, verse 20 says, hey, maybe you want to Google that. It's something that it's a point of concern. I'll just put that out there. But you should Google that or open the Bible up and take a good little reading of that that book in that chapter. It is wow. Anyway, current temperatures today are cold. That's all you need to know. It's pretty cold outside. Could use a little global warming this morning. We got ups and downs today. No, actually, out in Tioga, it's 25 degrees out there. In Fargo, we are a warm and toasty 28. You heard me right, 28 degrees. It's October, man. Come on. Anyway, I wish a little of that global warming would blanket the Dakotas for just a bit. It's not this cold weather has not harmed our labor force participation at all. North Dakota leads the nation in labor force participation. So, apparently, the colder you are, the harder you work. And I don't see nothing wrong with that. Maybe the entire country needs to be in a deep freeze. Maybe we should move some of this cold weather over there on the left coast and get those folks to work in, because apparently it works pretty good here. Now, I'm reading the news. I'm going through my daily news sources, and I'm looking at things, and it's kind of bipolar. I'm going up and down and up and down, and then I'll tell you what I'm talking about. Like, okay, I see the story about North Dakota leading the nation in labor force participation, and I go, yay, good deal. That's good stuff right there. And then I also see a headline that says China overtakes us as the world's largest economy. And I'm like, wait a minute, what's going on? But you have to understand that in North Dakota, we have Republicans running the economy. So we're doing pretty good. And we know who's running the economy here in the United States, which is why China just overtook us as the world's largest. We got to do something, man. We have to do something. I do not. And then I heard that China bought the Waldorf Astoria, that huge. I mean, I think they sunk like a couple billion dollars into that thing. Big chunk of Americana. And I remember my dad and my uncles, a lot of folks, especially the older folks that I knew, always talking about the Chinese overtaking America and buying up property and all of that sort of thing. We're all going to be speaking Mandarin one day and that sort of thing. And I look at stories like this, and I'm just like, wow. Those guys did a lot of crazy stuff. But it looks like, you know, we're headed that way. We need some strong leadership, in my humble opinion. And before I start bloviating too much, and I miss this mic when I'm not behind it. So, you know, yesterday I'm doing my thing for Fargo Tech, which I love doing also. I'm a tech guy. I'm a technology guy. I love that kind of stuff. Hey, here's my Java salute right to you, Troy. There you go, buddy. But anyway, you know, I miss sitting behind this mic, so I got a lot to talk about and very little time to do it. And I welcome the conversation, 855-200-1776, extension 2, get you live on the air, and maybe you can curb my talking, over-talking, or whatever, and get your opinion in, 855-200-1776, extension 2, get you live on air. Now at 8:20, as always, we're going to have Ellen Ratner, Blanquita Cullum. I'm going to ask them, you know, how do they feel about our economy? I'm going to ask them about our economy here in North Dakota. And, hey, if you're listening to me and you're sending me texts, when I see you, I'm going to face punch you. I'm just saying. And I don't care if you're a relative of mine. That is just rude. I'm on air right now. But anyway, I'm going to ask Ellen and Blanquita about the economy. I'm going to ask them also about how they feel about the leadership of our country, the folks that are running this country. Now, I'm going to ask them this in this context. Do you trust that the folks that are running this country have our best interest at heart? I would argue they do not. I would argue that they have their ideology best interest at heart, and it shows. And I'll give you a couple of examples, like with China overtaking us. With all of the resources we have here in America, if we just open up a little capitalism, there is no nation on the face of the planet that could keep up with us. Yet, here we are, we're America, and we're lagging behind. I'm also looking at, you know, how we project power across the planet, and I'm looking at the folks running our country. I'm looking at the fact that we got ISIS over there basically slapping puppies and kicking kittens, and we're over here saying, you know what, we can't do nothing about it. I want someone running our country with a Toby Keith, a mindset, you know, booting your Levi's if you're slapping puppies and kicking kittens. That's what I want. I heard someone from the Obama administration saying the other day, and I was livid, fit to be tied I was, saying, you know, we're going to do these airstrikes. You're going to slow them down a little bit, not really going to have a big impact on them. And that little town in Turkey, well, they're probably going to it's not a probably. Yep, they're going to overtake that town. There's pretty much nothing we can do about it. And I'm scratching my head. I'm like, well, wait a minute. Where are we, in France? No. Where's the American do attitude? You see what I did there? American do attitude. We're not the French. We don't give up. We don't tuck tail and run. Give me Toby Keith, man. I don't want this, you know, this weak knee jelly spine to response. What I want to hear is we got terrorists over there in that country taking over huge swaths of the Middle East, threatening folks, taking over towns and cities, beheading people like it ain't nobody's business. What I want to hear from my leader, the leader of the free world, the strongest, proudest, best equipped fighting force on the planet in history, we're going to go over there and we're going to start slapping their puppies and kicking their kittens and making sure that they can't raise their heads up again to do anything. I want them to be afraid, quaking in their boots, that American might will find them when they're out there doing these nefarious things. Do you think that they're thinking that with the with our president, with Barry sitting in the Oval Office. I doubt it. I seriously think that when they go out in the morning and they have their Camel cigarette or whatever they're smoking over there, they have absolutely no fear of American reprisals. None. And I think it's sad. And I bloviated a little long there. So let me go. I'm going to walk it back. 855-200-1776. We're also going to have Ed Schaefer and Nancy Schaefer on the prayer breakfast that's going on at the Harvest Leadership. It's the Harvest Leadership Prayer Breakfast, October 18th. They're going to stop by and tell us a little bit about that, and that's going to be at 8:30. So stay tuned for that. We'll be right back with Ellen Ratner, Blanquita Cullum, and your phone calls right after this.
We want to know what's on your mind. So call and tell us at 800-228-0550 or 701-258-0550.
October is a great time to head for Chase on the Lake, Leech Lake in Walker, Minnesota. Minnesotans have the MEA weekend coming up, and also North Dakotans have a break as well for the fall, middle of October. Some great opportunities to take the whole family and head to Chase on the Lake, one of Minnesota's premier resorts on the shores of Leech Lake in Walker, Minnesota. Walker, Minnesota itself is a treasure, but the resort is phenomenal. The 502 restaurant, the Copper Door Aveda Spa, the meeting rooms, the pool, the sauna, the rooms themselves, condo hotels, they're absolutely fantastic. And there's some great deals at ChaseOnTheLake.com. ChaseOnTheLake.com. How about this? Through the end of November, any Sunday through Thursday, Chase is offering a buy one night, get the second night free. Just call 888-CHASE-06. One more time, 888-CHASE-06. Or go to ChaseOnTheLake.com. Promo code Scott. Spa, dining, bike rentals, and more. See you at Chase on the Lake, Leech Lake, Walker, Minnesota.
The feds are trying to ban your right to own body armor. It is crucial to purchase your body armor before it is too late and another one of your rights are taken away. Katie Armor has the most affordable level 3 armor on the market today. Katie Armor withstands up to 7.62 NATO rounds. Don't have your own body armor yet? Hurry before it's too late. Order yours at katiearmor.com. That's CATIArmor.com. Come and take it. Get some.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Mike Stenerson from Midas Resources. At no time in history have precious metals been more important, certainly not in my 22 years in the industry. The dollar has lost over 90% of its value in the last 60 years. No fiat currency has ever survived the government printing presses. Ours is not immune. The time is now to be proactive. 1-800-686-2237, extension 116. Anything tied to the dollar is at risk. CDs, annuities, 401ks, IRAs, stocks, bonds, you name it, so decide. Do you want to leave a legacy of wealth or debt for your family? The choice is yours. Call me at 1-800-686-2237, extension 116. That's 1-800-686-2237, extension 116. Be proactive, not reactive. Call 1-800-686-2237, extension 116.
We We are back. I've sufficiently calmed my nerves. I didn't have my coffee. I kind of missed the mic, you know, being behind the mic yesterday, and I just kind of had to get a little rant off my chest, so I apologize to the listeners. Ellen Ratner, Glenn Keita Cullum, they're here to give you some modicum of common sense when I'm going off and I'm hitting the rafters with my ranting and whatnot. So I'm always glad to have you girls on the Common Sense Club. How you doing? Oh man! Yesterday I didn't. I had some business to attend to, so I missed the mic yesterday. So I'm back, and I'm kind of in a ranting frame of mind. And I wanted to get your opinion on a couple of things. And I know both of you are well traveled, so I want to ask you this: did you hear that China just overtook the U.S. as the world's largest economy? Have you heard that?
I'm not surprised. I'm not surprised about that at all, because basically they are everywhere. And, you know,
well, they also have 1.3 billion people, and we have, what, 325 million? So even if they'd make half of what we make, they got so many more people.
They have more people, and they also have a different perspective on the economy, because they don't really care whether the poor are poor and the rich are richer.
Right. And the purchasing power over there apparently is more than what we have. And I guess my argument on that would be the fact
that
they've
had labor, Leon, and the cost of labor. I mean, if you go shopping there, and Ellen and I both know this, we've been all over China. You know, let's say if you go to one of the markets, they have every knockoff in the world because they have every company there making products, because the wage for the average employee is very, very minimal. And they don't care about it.
Yeah, one of the problems that they have is the slave labor, the slave wages, I think, that they have over there. But they've had a billion plus people for a while now, and we were still doing pretty good. And I guess I'm asking you this question in this context. You probably heard that North Dakota leads the nation in labor participation. Might be because it's so cold here, and when you're working, you tend to warm up, but that's neither here nor there.
Maybe it's because you guys got a lot of access to energy.
Absolutely.
And see, that's it too. But I'm also looking at the fact that North Dakota is run basically by Republicans, and our country is not. And so I wanted to throw that out there and see how that grabs you. And I'll go to Ellen first on that. How do you think the ideology of the folks that are running the country or the state drives the economy in the country or the state?
I'm not an economist, man. That's way above my pay grade, is that question.
It's way above my pay grade. That's why I'm asking you.
Well, you know, just gut instinct. I mean, look at the states that are doing well, and the states that are doing very well are states like North Dakota and Texas and others, Oklahoma, that have good energy policies, that are not prohibiting fracking, that have an abundance of jobs. For example, Texas, Houston alone, it's more than 1,200 people a day that are moving there. Places where the Eagle Ford has been discovered, they can't get enough money to the bank. It's like a gold rush, and they're trying to do something that will keep the communities in place, unlike the gold rush, to keep them strong and viable in the years to come.
And I agree. I mean, I want someone running my state or running my country that has our best interests first, not their ideology. And I know that seems a little on the nose, because I'm touting like Republican policies and things like that. But when I look at especially us on the world stage, I want to see folks that are proud Americans and that can do American attitude and that sort of thing. And it kind of leads into my next point. over there in Iraq, well, in the Middle East. I heard someone from the Obama administration basically say, you know, that little town in Turkey, it's pretty much done. They're going to overrun that. I'm hearing that the airstrikes are having little to no effect on ISIS or ISIL's forward movement and taking over countries and cities and things like that. And these folks appear not to be afraid of us in any capacity. I want that to change. I want the Toby Keith mentality of my commander in chief, and I want those folks over there to fear us. And I just don't think that they do. And the fact that we have like the 10 folks that we caught here trying to sneak in to the country of ISIS supporters, and we have the folks that are in our own country going over there. Just to me, it says a lot about leadership, and the leadership now happens to be Democrat. So I want to ask you in that context, how do you feel about folks putting ideology over the best interests of America?
Is it ideology, or is it really that we're not sure what to do? We haven't been terribly successful in that neck of the woods? That's what I think.
Well, I think people need to start looking at the map. They need to understand the geography. Turkey's very, and we talked about this briefly the other day, that Turkey is a very, very significant location because it is a democracy, and it is has changed its constitution so that the balance of power now doesn't rest upon the military to maintain that democracy, which has proved very successful over the years. It's completely changed and can become militant in a heartbeat. Look at the borderline. Look at where it rests in that incredible part of the world. I think that it is dangerous and sad that this administration and the Republicans don't get how critical wise decisions on dealing with ISIS is, and they need to pull together despite politics.
And see, I agree. I totally agree. If you're looking at the content of physical makeup of that area over there, there are, in my opinion, real reasons that we should be over there protecting certain areas and doing what we can to tamp down on these extremists over there, because it could go either way in a heartbeat. And I think Blanquita said the other day that we were talking about the democracy that was over there and the fledgling though it was, but how unstable it was. We need to do everything that we can to promote a democratic nature, I guess you would say, and peace over there.
A democratic nature in a country that has known dictatorships and tribalism, you might as well be talking to us about a government on Mars. Because
it's not tribal. It is a democracy based on, you know, since the turn of the century, the 20th century with Ataturk. But look at the borders. I mean, look how close it is to countries like Greece and other countries.
We're short on time. I want to thank you both for coming on the Common Sense Club. We'll be right back with Ed and Nancy Schaefer.
Follow us on Twitter. Find the easy links at whatsonyourmindradio.com.
Do you want to drive the safest car you possibly can on the road? I'm in the Bakken a lot. I tell you what, it is a challenge. You need to be an attentive, defensive driver. When I drive one of those Mercedes-Benz from Valley Imports, a GL or an ML, I feel as safe as I've ever felt driving in the Bakken. I want you to drive one too and find out why. And you know what? Free delivery. They'll bring it to you. You can't beat a deal like that. You'll get the best price 24/7. You'll get 2 years of free maintenance on me. You just got to mention Scott. There's 24/7 roadside service. And if you go to valleyimports.com, don't find what you're looking for. They'll get it for you, give you the best price. You can't beat a deal like this. Valleyimports.com, your Mercedes-Benz dealer. If you're within the sound of my voice, do not buy your Mercedes-Benz anywhere else. The service after the sale, the attention to detail that comes from the pros at Valley Imports cannot be beat. Plus, we're giving you 2 years of free maintenance when you mention this radio program. ValleyImports.com. Tell them Scott sent you.
I'm Kay Swirling from KSCO Radio in Santa Cruz. I'm 93 years old, and I'm a big fan of Alex Jones because he has the courage to speak his mind more than just about anyone I know. Alex is just as bothered as I am about all the advertising you hear for toxic prescription drugs that make you sicker, not healthy. I prefer to give my body all 90 essential nutrients it needs for life to prevent disease, not compound it. My favorite complete supplement is Beyond Tangy Tangerine from Youngevity, which I take every day along with EFA Plus and Beyond OsteoFX. I recommend you go online to InfoWarsTeam.com to purchase these products and make them part of your daily regimen to get healthy and live longer. InfoWarsTeam.com.
At 30dayfoodsupply.com, you can now purchase a one-of-a-kind product not available anywhere else, a meatless burger dry mix in four delicious flavors. With our new Oregon Trail Foods vegan burgers, all you do is add water and fry. They need no refrigeration. They're packaged in Mylar bags with an oxygen absorber for a long shelf life. They're non-GMO. They're gluten, soy, nut, and chemical-free, but they're loaded with flavor and a good source of carbs and protein, yet low in sodium. Flavors include Italian, spicy Mexican, six vegetable, and black bean olive. Go to 30dayfoodsupply.com or call 541-229-0010 and order today. Eat them every day, take them camping, or save them for an emergency. Check them out at 30dayfoodsupply.com and click on the vegan burger icon. That's 30dayfoodsupply.com, where all of our products are produced in Oregon by Oregon Trail Foods. 30dayfoodsupply.com.
1, 2, 1, 2, 3, 4.
We are dealing with a rock star in the studio here. Here you go. And but before we go to my special guest who's in studio with me today, I want to go to Bob because Bob's been holding for like 15 minutes, so we got to get out there to Grafton. Bob, what's on your mind, buddy?
Mind holding. Morning, Leon. It's okay. I don't mind holding. This is very important things I want to share with you, and you're going to want to hear all this. You mentioned the blood moon yesterday morning. Now, I'd like to just share a couple things with you. You're going to want to hear this. It's absolutely earth-shaking. Now, in Genesis, it declares, God created the sun, the moon, and the stars and placed them in the heavens for signs and for seasons. In Hebrew, the word signs is translated into signals. So read signals and seasons. Now, the four blood moons, the first one landed on Passover, this last Passover. This one landed here yesterday on Sukkot. And then we have a solar eclipse, March 20th. Then we have another blood moon coming on Passover again next year. And then we have another blood moon landing on Sukkot. Now, these four blood moons have only happened roughly three times in the last 300 years. And each time it happened, it had a significant effect and something to do with Israel and the world. The first time it happened, I can't remember the date, but that's when the Jews were driven out of Spain, I believe it was. Their property was seized. Many of them were brutally murdered, and they fled to Israel. And one of the other times it happened now was in 1948 when...
Bob, this is fascinating because I've actually had, and yesterday a number of my friends were talking about exactly this issue. I mean, this topic, and one of them early in the morning we're talking, and he pointed to Acts. I think it was 2:20. And so I've been thinking about this a lot, and I want to get someone on that's knowledgeable about the Book of Acts and you know, these world events that kind of center around these astronomical phenomenon. And I think it'll be a really good show, a really good topic. So
can I point some things out to you, Leon? Because I am very versed in this. I am very knowledgeable about Bible prophecy, and it's
Hey, Bob, I hate rushing folks, but I got someone in studio. So if you can give me those points, like bullet points, and do it quickly, and I promise you, on another show, soon we'll delve in depth into this topic.
Okay. Well, quickly. The blood moons, according to the Jews, is a warning to Israel. The solar eclipse is a warning to the Gentiles. That's the rest of us. Okay, so in light of what's happening right now in the world, basically World War III breaking out in the Middle East, now the tribulation period is broken into two halves. The first half of the tribulation period is the first 3.5 years. The second half, the second 3.5 years, is called the Great Tribulation. The Bible says that immediately after the tribulation period of that time, the sun will be darkened and the moon shall not give its light and will turn into blood. Now, I really think that what's going on overseas right now, Damascus will fall, mark my words, prophecy states it, and when the state of Israel became a nation state in 1948, that fulfilled a prophecy written thousands of years ago when God declared he would make Israel a nation. So, you know, Bible prophecy is pinpoint accurate, and it does not falter in any way. So I really think people need to wake up and pay attention to these signs from signals from the heavens, because they do have an absolute effect on our time right now.
Hey, Bob, this is Ed Schaefer in studio here with Leon. I just wanted to mention, the good news is we know that Jesus is coming back to this earth. We don't know what time and place that will be, but we know that he will be here. So as you say, we all need to understand that. We all need to understand to be prepared that we are right with the Lord and carry his spirit in our hearts. And when he comes, the Bible prophecies will be fulfilled. So thank you for your call this morning.
Thanks, Bob.
You know, he says we will know the seasons. We don't know the day or the time, but we do know the season. He says to pay attention to these signs and help you.
Absolutely, and too few of us take heed of Bible warning. So, but thank you for bringing that to our attention this morning. That voice you heard was Ed Schaefer. He's in studio now, and we're going to be talking about a prayer breakfast that you and Nancy are going to be hosting and speaking at.
Yes, Leon, thank you. Thank you for your kind comments. It's great to be in the studio. Hello to the listeners, and to Bob, once again, you know, we need to be prepared for Jesus coming, and we don't know if it's going to be this afternoon or tomorrow or a month from now or 200 years from now, you know, but it's going to happen. So anyway, the Harvest Prayer Breakfast is an annual event, the 20th event here in Fargo, North Dakota. It takes place in obviously around harvest time every year, and people gather in the name of the Lord here to talk about leadership, about integrating your faith with your life, with your work, with your play, with your family, how you interact with that. And this year, Nancy and I have been asked to speak as we generated our leadership in the state of North Dakota and things. You know, we often wondered, how do you do this separation of church and state? How do you carry your faith with you to work when you're supposed to not do that in the, you know, in a government atmosphere? And what we learned throughout our lives is how to integrate our faith, how to carry our faith with us every day while we worked in a secular world, but still wanted to be leaders not only in government but in our faith.
That is an interesting point of view. Okay, you say, and I've heard this a lot, separation of church and state. Yet when our country was founded, you know, these were folks that were Judeo-Christian values. We hear about that all the time, our Judeo-Christian moorings. These folks believe in divine providence. I mean, it's one thing to, you know, impose your religious beliefs on someone else, but govern. I heard it once said that our constitution, our form of government is wholly inadequate to an unmoral, unjust populace. And only by us being adhering to our Christian values can this thing that we call America even work. So how do you balance that? Give us a little preview of what you do. And
you know, here are a couple of examples. You know, when we went to the Capitol, you know, we took office on the 15th of December. One of the first big events was the lighting of the Christmas tree in the Capitol that goes up.
You can still do that now?
Well, you know, in North Dakota, you can. And that's one of the issues. So this was in 1992. So we were advised, you know, well, you can't have traditional hymns. Nancy was going to play the piano. You can't have traditional hymns. You can't have, blessings, you know, those kinds of things. I wanted to be able to mention, you know, Jesus in my comments, what Christmas is all about, all those kinds of things. And, of course, all of the momentum, everything was against you. You can't do it. You can't do this and that because of these legal issues, lawsuits, separation of church and state, et cetera. Well, we decided, well, this is who we are, you know. I mean,
right.
You know, breakout. So we decided. Nancy played some traditional Christmas hymns. I gave the secular speech, but included the reason of Christmas was the birth of Jesus. You know, we did that as a team as we lit the Christmas tree in the Capitol and waited for the hammer to fall. Right.
Right. And nowadays you have to.
Yeah, but it didn't.
Okay.
And, you know, because people were accepting. This is Christmas. People understand the issues and. And through the years, Leon, people expected us to carry our faith to our jobs. And that was the most important message. We weren't doing it for political reasons. We weren't trying to get the religious right to vote for us. We weren't,
right.
You know, we weren't out of character or didn't even believe what we were saying. People understood this was us. This was our lives. That's how we lived them. And this is going to go. When I went to Washington, D.C., it was the same thing. You know, what's going to happen at USDA? Can you do this? You know, we mentioned, and both Nancy and I made opening comments to all the employees on the internet and said, you know, we're here, thankful to God, we appreciate that.
Right.
We live in prayer, and we look forward to working with you. Well, people came out of the woodwork saying, I have a cross on my desk. I'm leading a prayer breakfast and thing. I have a Bible study at USDA on Thursday nights. You know, the people are who carry the religion
right.
of the government. And that's what we have to remember. It's not government, as you said, forcing religion on someone. It's that people in the United States, the huge majority of people, believe in the Christian faith and carry that faith with them to their work. And that's what we learned how to deal with when you're working in a secular society.
Right.
But that doesn't mean you can't be faithful. It doesn't mean you can't be religious. It doesn't mean you can't praise God. It means I am who I am. And that's how I deliver my job.
Good deal. Good. And that's a little preview of what we can look forward to on the 18th, right?
Yeah, it's kind of exciting because people don't know how to do it. You know,
right.
How do you, Leon? I mean, you have a microphone here and you have a chance to, you know, express your religious views. But how do you do that? You know, people worry. Well, if I go to work and I say something, I was talking to a small business owner in Minnesota a couple of weeks ago, and he was saying, you know, I have this banner up in my office, and you know, about my faith.
Right.
And an employee took umbrage to that, and an employee said, you know, I don't think that's right. It's going to chase away our customers and this and that. And the guy said, I am who I am. I mean, this is my business. I'm going to express my faith. The employee ended up leaving, and he said, that's fine. I mean, if he didn't want to be here in that atmosphere, that's his choice. But this is who I am. And I, you know, we worry about losing customers. We worry about offending other people. And the point that Nancy and I are going to make is you live a life of faith.
Yeah.
You incorporate a life of faith. You integrate a life of faith, and that's who you are. You take it at home, you take it to your family, you take it to work, you take it to church,
right.
You take it to your volunteer activities, that is who you are. And to learn how to do that is important.
And see, that goes to something my dad used to say all the time. He used to tell us, people should know that you're a Christian, not by you standing out on a soapbox and yelling into the world, but by your actions. So they should be able to look at you and see, you know, who you are. You say, look at Ed Schaefer over there. You know he's a good Christian guy because of this attribute and this quality and this. And so, yeah, it kind of goes hand in hand. We'll be right back with more. Can you stick around for a couple more minutes?
Yes.
Good deal. We'll be right back with Ed Schaefer right after this break.
You talk, we listen. Call 800-228-0550 and tell us what's on your mind.
We live in a complicated society. Stressful issues are always popping up. Have you ever been treated unfairly by someone? Have you ever been overcharged for a repair? Have you ever signed a contract or a document, worried about identity theft? How many times have you been in those unique situations where you just wanted to call an attorney to find out if you're right or wrong, or what your legal rights are? But every time you think about calling an attorney, what do you think about first? That's right. Who do you call, and how much will it cost? Our friends at LegalShield have found a solution. With a nationwide network of 6,900 attorneys who average 19 years of experience, LegalShield's law firms take over 40,000 calls per week helping their members. For less than $20 per month, you can have access to LegalShield on everything from the trivial to the traumatic. Let LegalShield stand up for your rights at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com. Or call 855-340-SAVE, 855-340-7283.
Results will vary from case to case.
The experts at Web.com want to build your business a successful website for free, just like we did for these current Web.com customers.
We've used and looked at other website designers, but there's nobody better than Web.com.
Web.com can build your website in as little as 7 days free. Plus, we'll promote it on all the major search engines like Google, Yahoo, and Bing. If after 30 days you're happy, we'll continue to provide promotion, hosting, support, and maintenance, all for one low monthly fee. If not, cancel and pay nothing.
If you're in business today and you don't have a web presence, you won't be taken seriously.
Call right now and you'll also get a free .com or .net domain name for your new website powered by VeriSign, the world's leading domain name provider.
Call 800-297-0154. That's 800-297-0154.
No upfront charge for site build, after which ongoing fees apply. Rights to site are relinquished when canceled. Domain included during active service, after which fees apply.
That's 800-297-0154.
If you need to say happy birthday, happy anniversary, thank you, or simply, I'm thinking of you, ProFlowers.com is the key. ProFlowers has stunning bouquets, like the best-selling 100 blooms for $19.99. Plus, ProFlowers will include a glass vase for free. Sending someone a wonderful surprise of beautiful flowers sent fresh from the field is easy. Choose the bouquet you like, pick the delivery date, and each order is 100% guaranteed. Plus, all bouquets from ProFlowers are guaranteed to last at least 7 full days. Beautiful, fragrant flowers, picked fresh and sent to your loved one for lasting enjoyment. To get this incredible savings and send someone 100 gorgeous blooms with a free vase for $19.99, go to ProFlowers.com. Click the blue microphone in the top right corner and enter code PLOW. That's ProFlowers.com. Click the mic and enter code PLOW.
Summertime is save big time at Herbal Healer Academy. Long-term customers know summer is the time to stock up at herbalhealer.com. And for new customers, welcome to the web's best place to save on vitamins, minerals, and more. Log on for summer specials, including all sizes of colloidal silver, colloidal minerals, and intestinal freedom on sale. Choose from Herbal Healer's great variety of weight loss products like apple cider vinegar, Hoodia, and Metabolic Complex and Pro-Metabolic, all on sale now. Also, the anti-parasite intestinal freedom and Wormwood Plus Complex, plus Stevia Liquid Sweetener and the Super Enzymes, all on sale for summer at herbalhealer.com. As always, we offer certificate correspondence courses in natural medicine. Enjoy same-day shipping and free online newsletter. Log on now to herbalhealer.com and look for summer specials to save big with our nation's leader in supplying quality natural medicine and education since 1988. Herbal Healer Academy.
Rocker Edge. my music coming back in because we got a rock star in my studio. That's Ed Schaefer right here.
That's a has-been.
Has-been.
I'm the former everything, Leon. I think I'm even the former office boy for the Common Sense Club because I'm not sure. I haven't gotten a paycheck, and I think I've been fired lately from the Common Sense Club. But
I used to listen to you behind this mic, and I'm going, yeah, that guy's got a lot of common sense. And now here I am sitting right here with you. It's a pretty good honor, well, I got to say.
It's fun to be back in the studio, and thanks.
Good deal. And we were talking off air about, you know, our founding fathers and when they constructed this brand new experiment called America, and the reason why it's so important for us to have faith and have a moral compass that's set by the Bible, and you were explaining that to me, and I want you to explain that to the folks.
Well, I think as you mentioned just right before we went off the air was living a life of example. You know, how you live, what your morals are, your character, your truth, you know, how you live is the example to others. But importantly, how you live is what generates the community, it what generates the state, and it's what generates the country. It's, you know, morals, character, truth is what we live by.
Yeah.
Now, the founding fathers understood that, and they understood that if we couldn't self-generate our morals, if we couldn't self-generate our character, we couldn't be free. If we want to be a free country, we have to say, take these biblical principles and apply them to your life, because that is what it's all about. Government will gladly jump in, you know, if we're not, you know.
And that's where I wanted you to go with that.
If there's a vacuum.
Yep.
If there's a, you know, if people aren't of high character, of good morals, of delivering good work and caring for their neighbor, and are loving and compassionate, if people aren't that way, government will jump in, tell you what to do, when to do it, how come, all those kinds of things, and then you're not free. If we're going to be free, you got to get the government out of your life. To get the government out of your life, you have to self-generate your morals and character.
Absolutely.
And that's what the Bible is all about. That's what our founding fathers said. They didn't say, let's keep religion and government separate because of religion. They kept government and religion separate so that you would self-generate morals so you could be free. That's what it's all about.
And think about how that message has become so backwards nowadays. And nowadays we believe, and there are liberal friends of mine that are listening right now, they're pulling their hair out. I'm telling you that right now. But think about the difference in that mindset. I have liberal and atheists of friends who are libertarian that will say that, you know, basically, we can't govern ourselves. That's why the government has to come in and do this sort of thing. And they hate religion. I mean, the fact of the matter is, if you are a moral and just people, you don't have to be regulated. The only if your mindset is treat my neighbor as I treat myself, and the golden rule and that sort of thing, you don't need a law to tell you not to steal from your neighbor. Or not to, you know, do things like that. So it's absolutely applicable, your message. And where can we go, to listen to this message? Is Nancy going to be giving this with you?
And unfortunately, Nancy couldn't be with us today. She said to be sure to say hi to all the listeners.
Good deal.
She is actually at another radio station because we had to split up this morning to get the message out. The Harvest Prayer Breakfast is at October 18th, Saturday, October 18th, at the Cambria Inn and Suites in West Fargo. Cambria Inn and Suites. It's from 9 to 10:30. There's going to be some entertainment. It's a good gathering, as I said, annual. This is the 20th time that the Fargo Moorhead West Fargo Harvest Prayer Breakfast takes place. And we urge you to come along, and we were going to just talk about how you integrate your faith with your life. And how that worked for us, and maybe give you some examples of how that might work for yourselves.
And you said this is the 20th annual
Harvest Leadership Prayer Breakfast.
But how many folks are you expecting?
Well, I don't know, you know, given the fact that I'm a has-been. The reason I'm on is I'm hoping some people will show up, you know. But it's always had, you know, great attendance. It's a nice Saturday morning. You get in and out fast, 9 to 10:30, and they stay on track on time so you can get on with your day. And, you know, there should be hundreds of people there. And we look forward to delivering our message of what we learned, how we integrated our faith with our life of service in the public, secular, and religious arenas. And we're going to give that message. And we'd love to have you join us.
I plan on being there, me and my family. I do have one question I want to ask you. Are you going to be good with that?
Yeah.
Okay. Well, what do you make of the effort to pit, and I know your background, so I figure that to pit the ag industry against the oil industry here in North Dakota. What do you think about that?
Well, if you look at the North Dakota economy today, which is the first in the nation and, in fact, first in the world in a lot of places, our economy is generated by agriculture and energy. It is the strength of the land, Leon, that makes the difference in North Dakota. And the strength of the land are our resources, bountiful crops, and good energy in the ground that we can harvest there as well. Pitting one against another is a huge mistake. Both of those working side by side, hand by hand, delivering the strength of the land in North Dakota is what's made us number one in the world.
Absolutely, absolutely. And we'll be right back with Todd Mitchell and Scott Hannon right after this. What's on your mind?
You're listening to the program that asks a very important question every day. What's on your mind? 800-228-0550.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MYTV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HDTV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch when you watch. Watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
For over 5 years, you've been hearing about the Berkey guy, so you may know a few things about him. For example, you are well aware of the superior quality and effectiveness of Berkey water filters and accessories. But did you know the Berkeys have had independent lab tests done to prove just how effective they are? It's true, and he can email you the test results. Just visit GoBerkey.com. You may also know that the Berkey guy has helped tens of thousands of people get better prepared. Now here's something you may not know. GoBerkey.com has amazing specials and deals all the time on a wide variety of survival and preparedness products. Most ready to ship same day. Visit the Berkey guy at GoBerkey.com and be sure to click the red Products on Sale Now button. You can always call toll-free 877-886-3653. Again, that's 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com, home of the Berkey guy.
Question. Could too many GMO foods and toxins be overloading your digestive and immune systems? Answer, yes. If you're searching for a powerful detox that's gentle enough to use every day, use Pro-EM1 from Terraganics. Pro-EM1 is a powerful liquid probiotic that uses good bacteria to suppress pathogens and gently eliminate toxins from your body. A healthy digestive system will cleanse and remove toxins, support weight loss, improve absorption of food nutrients, and aid in controlling yeast and other infections. Pro-EM1 is made with only non-GMO and certified organic ingredients, has no preservatives, and is dairy, soy, wheat, and gluten-free. Pro-EM1 is the key to your digestive health. Order Pro-EM1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse at Terraganics.com, spelled TERRAGANIX.com, or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Also available through Amazon Prime. Pro-EM1 from Terraganics. Life's getting better.
I will never forget the day my son Jeremy told me he hated me and slammed the door in my face. I'm behavioral therapist Janet Lehman, Behavior problems can turn the child you love and your life into a nightmare. That's why my husband James and I created the Total Transformation, the step-by-step program that shows you how to fix the worst behavior problems and get your child to respect and listen to you again. No matter what the behavior, defiance, backtalk, angry outbursts, disrespect, we can help you stop it. Now you can get the Total Transformation for free. All you need to do is get the program and let us know how it works for you. You can keep it forever for free.
Limited number of free programs available. Call now 1-888-912-1595. 1-888-912-1595. That's 1-888-912-1595. 1-888-912-1595.